CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, welcome to Tuesday the 24th of May. 6:07, no Ariel. The update is she got another doc appointment today. So hopefully they will give her some stronger drugs, is what she said. I don't know whether that's antibiotics or some kind of OxyContin. Who knows? We'll find out when she comes back, I suppose. Plenty of show on today's show, though. I think I will taste test today. It's Taste Test Tuesday. I don't like to do it by myself, but what else am I going to do? I'm on my own now. I'm used to it. So I'll taste test this morning. Tech Talk with Richard Pascoe later on for Tech Talk Tuesday. Zach Weeks is going to come in just before 8 o'clock to give us an update on what's going on with the Ring of Fire production, the Johnny Cash thing. You've probably seen the posters around. You may have seen Zach when he was in here promoting it. They were very excited to start doing it. They'd had cancellations and postponements, and then they've had to postpone again due to COVID. I think they've had to postpone a couple of times, in fact. So we'll get the lowdown from him. When's it postponed till? When's it kicking off? What's the go? If we've got tickets, how do we use them? Zach will let us know all that before 8 o'clock. And for Who Dat today, we're playing with Beyonce, so that'll be just after 6:30. If you can spot Beyonce from a lineup of three audio clips, then you can call in for your chance to win those two prizes this week. Up next, if you'd like to play 5-second rule with me, Mel or Alex or anyone else, the phone number's 1-300-655-922. Call and play.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Good old Alex has called in to save the 5-second rule segment.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Yes, basically how it works is we've got 5 seconds to name three things. Morning, Alex. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How was your weekend?
Not too bad. Yeah, I did the Northwest Thunder hyping up that me and Ari usually do. I had to do that by myself, and I survived okay. I survived.
That's good. Yeah.
But I was nervous about that.
Didn't wreck your throat then, obviously.
No, my throat's still intact, luckily. We'll see. Maybe just in time for Ari to come back, my throat will go, and then I'll be off 2 weeks. That'll be a disaster, won't it?
It would be, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Just me and Ari never in the same room again.
I was actually thinking that. Yeah, when's the last time we were together?
Well, for the whole show. Yeah, for the whole show. That's a good point. Must have been Friday. Obviously not last week, but the week before, I reckon.
Yeah. Because you both had time off, didn't you? Yeah,
so we haven't been together much this year, have we? The momentum of the show's been destroyed.
It has. It's been interesting, though, which is good.
Oh, has it? Well, that's it. That is good. At least it's entertaining.
Exactly.
We're surviving. All right, do you want me to give you your 5-second rule first?
Yep, go for it.
All righty. Alex, in 5 seconds for me, can you please name three cities of the USA?
Arkansas. Oh,
Stumped him.
You got me there.
Stumped him. New York, Chicago, Boston, San Francisco, San Diego. I am looking at them.
I was getting confused what were cities and what were actually states then.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, there are two Washingtons as well. There's Washington State and Washington, D.C., isn't there?
D.C., I need to go to America and do some research sometime this year, I reckon, then.
That, yeah, exactly. That's the proof right there. You got to go on a holiday, Alex.
I do. That's a shocking start for me for the week.
It's all right. You got one for me?
I have, yes.
I'm ready.
Okay, your question. Name three streaming services.
Netflix, YouTube, Stan?
Stan. Easy one.
Thank you, yes.
That's six in a row you've had, I think.
Yeah, well, you got to make them harder, Alex.
Okay.
Especially after I stumped you this morning. You got to get your revenge.
I will. If Barry's not there tomorrow, I'll do some research and I'll find something.
Yeah, go real hard tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Do something, I don't know.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks once again for saving 5-second rule, and enjoy your holiday to the USA.
I will.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Lady Gaga on CFM, 6:25. Let's eat it. I'm convinced there's nothing sadder than a man taste testing on his own. I know there's a lot of hardship in the world, but this is the saddest thing, I think. A person sitting in a radio studio taste testing on their own. I think this is the ultimate sad. But today I'm trying Nutri-Grain Peanut Butter Crunch. You can get it at the supermarket. This is not all that rare. Can't say I've had Nutri-Grain itself for some time, but this is the peanut butter edition of the Nutri-Grain. I like peanut butter. As for peanut butter cereal, sometimes it's like, I always feel like those sweet cereals, like a Reese's Puffs, you know, the Reese's peanut butter cups, they make a cereal. I always feel like that kind of thing would be better with ice cream than like in milk to start the day. Unless you're a kid, but let's give them a go. Okay. I must say, I can't taste any peanut butter. I'm tasting Nutri-Grain here. All right, so the first spoonful there just tastes, I mean, maybe they've mixed it up at the factory, but I'm just tasting regular Nutri-Grain. It does smell like peanut butter when you open the packet, but I tell you what, the taste just isn't there. Yeah, dunno, I can't taste any peanut butter, I've got to say. I reckon if you're going to make a peanut butter cereal, you've got to make the flavour a bit stronger than that. But it's the Nutri-Grain Peanut Butter Crunch's limited edition if you want to try it, but just be warned, it smells more like peanut butter than it tastes. What would I give it out of 10? I'd say, I mean, I don't mind Nutri-Grain, but I wasn't expecting just normal Nutri-Grain. So look, maybe 6 out of 10 there. I'm just surprised. I can't taste any peanut butter in there, really. Maybe I should have got the original Nutri-Grain to compare side by side, but I've got to say I'm a little disappointed.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Good morning, it is 20 minutes to 7.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Alrighty, I'm about to play three audio clips. You've got to call and tell me which of the three is Beyonce Knowles. The other two are not Beyonce Knowles. The phone number to play is 1-300-655-922, and the prize you go into the draw for is a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment, plus a $50 voucher to a cut above quality meats. Yes, please. All right, here are the clips. Here's A.
I think so much of my work is about world making.
B.
They just try to sell a bunch of little quick singles and they burn out and they put out a new one.
C.
I can't just keep that kind of stuff to myself. Yeah. I feel like it's worth sharing.
You got to tell me which of those three is Beyonce at 1-300-655-922. We'll go again. Here's A.
I think so much of my work is about world making.
B.
They just try to sell a bunch of little quick singles and they burn out and they put out a new one.
And C.
I can't just keep that kind of stuff to myself. Yeah. I feel like it's worth sharing.
Call me now, 1-300-655-922, and tell me which of those three is Beyonce. This is CFM.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We are smack bang in the middle of a round of Who Dat.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Jacinta from Heybridge is on the phone. Jacinta, do you think you know your Beyonce? You're a fan of her?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan.
Yeah, pretty big fan?
Yeah.
What's your favourite Beyonce song?
Oh, there's too many.
Too many to name, yeah. Too many options. That's fair enough.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, I'll run the clips and you tell me which of the three is her. Here's clip A.
I think so much of my work is about world making.
B.
They just try to sell a bunch of little quick singles and they burn out and they put out a new one.
C.
I can't just keep that kind of stuff to myself. Yeah. I feel like it's worth sharing.
Jacinta, which one is Beyonce, you reckon?
I'm pretty sure it's B.
They just try to sell a bunch of little quick singles and they burn out and they put out a new one.
Yeah, you are a fan. That is Beyonce. Well done.
Awesome.
Nice work, Jacinta. You're a true blue fan. Can't even name your favourite song because you love them all. And you're in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks and $50 to a cut above quality meats because you can identify her voice as well.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Clip C there, Kelly Rowland, and clip A, Solange Knowles, her sister.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. In real life, he never really did return again.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today, the 24th of May, Why don't we stop and have a look? On this day in 1830, Mary Had a Little Lamb was written by Sarah Hale of Boston. It was inspired by a lady named Mary Sawyer and, of course, her lamb. On this day in 1899, the first ever auto repair shop opened in Massachusetts. On this day in 1965, Here's Humphrey debuted on television.
What a funny old fellow is Humphrey. He gets in all manner of strife. He leads a very exciting life. And honey's his favourite bear.
On this day in 2014, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were wed. They, of course, lived happily ever after. And on this day in 2018, the world's largest cat-proof fence at 44 kilometres was completed at New Haven Wildlife Sanctuary, Central Australia, to protect endangered species.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, 7:06. There is still no Ari in the studio. She's going back to the doctors today, hopefully to take care of it. I reckon they'll write her a script for some good old-fashioned orange juice. Coming up this hour, Zach Weeks will join me in the studio to chat about the Ring of Fire Johnny Cash production. Last time he was in here, he was very excited. It was opening night. They couldn't wait to do it because there'd already been delays and it had been postponed for several months. But before opening night happened, COVID struck and there were more delays, more postponements. So we'll find out more from him when it's going ahead. And what to do with our tickets if we have tickets. Word Sanger's on the way as well. Dog news. And today, I'm asking CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport, you can add your comment. Do you have your phone on loud or silent? Back in the day, the old phones, everyone used to have them on loud. It was like your ringtone was part of your identity. And phone companies, phone brands used to make different tones so you could identify what brand it was that was making the sound. But now, a lot of people have it on silent. So especially if you have your phone on loud, I definitely want to hear from you and I want to hear your justification. And I also want to hear what your ringtone is. 1-300-655-922. Do you still have your phone on loud? Get to some of your comments next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Quarter past 7 on CFM, that's Ed Sheeran. Today I'm asking you, do you have your phone on silent or loud? I personally have mine on silent, have had it on silent for at least like 10 years. I remember when phones had ringtones, you'd have to pay for the ringtone and it was, look at this cool ringtone I've got. Everyone had it on loud, everyone's phones were buzzing everywhere in the room. But then phones got a bit smarter. You could put an MP3 file on the phone and then you could make your favourite song your ringtone. And then you began to realise having your favourite song as your ringtone made you hate your favourite song, made you hate it. So I just have it on silent because I don't like my phone screaming at me, yelling at me, interrupting what I'm doing. It's like, okay, vibrate. I've got a message over there. I'll deal with it soon when I'm ready, when I'm good and ready. Don't yell at me, phone. But on the Facebook pages, CFM Burnie and CFM Devonport, everyone is saying they keep it on silent. Debbie said silent all the time. Prue said, I keep it on silent. I forget to take it off silent when I'm not at work, so it just stays silent all the time. Dan said silent 24/7. Tina's just said silent. Everyone's saying silent. I am curious if you still, in 2022, have your phone on loud. Why you have it on loud? Do you like being yelled at by your phone? Those were the days, remember that? We all loved having our phone yell at us. I don't know why. We all love it silent now. Just by the way, a little tidbit of information. That means SMS in Morse code. Genuinely does. All right, keep them coming in. CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport. Do you keep your phone on loud or silent? All righty, Australia's PM has changed and so has Australia's top prime ministerial dog. Schnoodle Buddy Morrison has been dethroned as our prime ministerial dog. Enter Toto Albanese, the Cavoodle, who will soon be strutting his stuff as the country's new first dog. But Prime Minister-elect Anthony Albanese has so far made no official statement on whether Toto will move into the Lodge in Canberra or to Kirribilli House in Sydney, where apparently Scott Morrison's family dog wasn't the most popular among neighbours. Several neighbours did complain about Buddy's constant barking, which they said was really annoying. But the Morrison family insisted his bark was louder than his bite and that he was just getting a bit excited by the ferries along Sydney Harbour and the neighbourhood bush turkeys. Toto, a female cavoodle, joined Mr Albanese several times during the campaign, including when the Labor leader was plunged into lockdown for 7 days during his COVID catching. He has opened up on the love of for his pooch many times, once describing Toto as poetry in commotion. When I've been away for a bit in Parliament or out on the road, there's nothing quite like getting back and opening the front door, Mr Albanese said. Like a dog with a bone, dog news outlets are scurrying to clarify with Mr Albanese's office which Prime Ministerial residence Toto will be moving into. It's important stuff. One thing that I do know is that wherever I go, Toto will be going with me, Mr Albanese said before the election. So maybe Toto will be occupying both residences, depending on which one Albo's in. We'll have to wait and see. No, I just want a dog. But please, Mr Albanese's office, can you please make an official statement? We're all waiting.
I just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Here's your chance to come into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days. You just got to guess the word that goes in the middle of the other two words that our word machine, Theo, will give you. He's also a supreme gentleman, but that's beside the point. Theo, what are our words today?
Your words for today are bad and pressure.
Bad something, something pressure. Do you know the something that goes in the middle to make up the word Sanger? If you do, the phone number's 1300 655 922. Bad something, something pressure. What's that something, do you think? 1300 655 922. Bad something, something pressure.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
Justin Bieber on CFM.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Denise from Devonport on the phone to play Word Sanger. Just quickly before we play, I just want to know this morning, do you keep your phone on loud or silent?
I have it on silent at work, and then when I get home, I put it up on loud.
Yeah, you like to know when you've got a message and a call and stuff?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Theo, the word machine, going to give you those words. Denise, and you give us the middle word. Here we go.
Your words for today are bad and pressure.
What goes in the middle, Denise?
Blood.
The word for my Sanger is blood. Bad blood. Blood pressure.
It is blood, Denise. Nice one. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Denise, do you have any bad blood with anyone you'd like to shout out on the air?
Oh, yeah, but I can't name
them. Oh, you won't name them. Plenty of people, though. Thanks, Denise. We'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Good morning, it is CFM's Adam and Ari without the Ari. I'm joined by Zach Weeks, one of the cast members of Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash story. Zach, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been such a long time since my last visit.
Well, actually, Ari hasn't been here since your last visit.
I know. There was a lot of conversation that I might have got her sick.
Yeah.
We discovered I didn't.
No, you didn't. Because you had COVID.
Yes.
And she doesn't have COVID.
And to be fair, I had no idea until 45 minutes after I left the station.
Wow. Is that how quick you found out?
So
how did you find out then?
Well, as you know, I was in for Friday Live to celebrate opening night of Ring of Fire. So we were supposed to open that night. 2 days prior, we had one of our cast members, her throat was feeling a little bit scratchy.
Yeah.
And then also one of our band members was away.
Yeah.
So until then, we were just like, okay, she'd been rehearsing so much that she just needed to rest her voice for a day.
Yeah.
And then 45 minutes after I've left here, I get a call being like, Zach, we're not going on tonight.
Yeah.
8 months of work's been postponed again.
Again, yeah.
And, oh, no. And I was like, why? And they said, this person's got COVID. I was like, no, because with the premise of the show, there's only six cast members. So if one of us goes, we're all out,
yeah, sort
of thing. And then as the day went on, more people got COVID.
Oh,
so
right.
There's in Cast, Crew and Band, there's 16 of us.
Yeah.
More than half of us.
Whoa.
In the space of 2 days. We called it the Ring of COVID, as it was affectionately called. So it was pretty devastating considering initially it was planned to be about 5 months of rehearsals and then a month of shows. Then it got postponed from March to May, and then opening night.
That is so bad. And when you were so excited, finally, you know, after all the postponements and the delays, finally opening night tonight, and then that got delayed.
Yeah.
Pretty devastating.
And it was one of those weird situations where you're like, okay, cool, then we can at least try and salvage the next 2 weeks of shows.
Yeah.
But then some people's symptoms didn't show up till a few days later.
Yeah.
And then from that first day of them being symptomatic, then their 7 days started.
Right.
So
God.
It kept cancelling the shows to the point where we've now adapted and overcome and sort of worked out a plan of attack for the last week.
Okay. But if most of the cast got it, don't they all have immunity for a month now? So you're good to go. Everyone's good to go now, right?
More or less, yes.
So?
Yes. When it comes into play, unfortunately, certain things are out of our control in terms of other shows that are coming to the theatre, different bits and pieces. So the dates that we've got are the only dates that we can do.
Right,
Theatre's booked out. And then there's all sorts of other things involved, like the rights and whatnot, that you have to come into play. And then also, those other shows that want to come into the theatre, they've got to come in and do their thing.
Yeah, so have you done a show yet?
No.
Okay, when are you doing shows now?
Opening night is now, for the third time lucky, tomorrow night. Okay. It is an extra show that we have added. So tomorrow night, Wednesday, the... I can't do math. 25th.
25th, I don't know where I got 30th. 25th.
Wednesday the 25th. So tomorrow will be our first show. Then we're going to run as per what the original plan was for this week. So I go Thursday, Friday, and then two shows on Saturday.
Mm.
And instead of closing that night, we're going to add another show. We have added another show on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday the 29th. Look at me doing my good,
nice
math. So we're going to add two shows Wednesday and Sunday. Tickets are selling out quickly because obviously there was a lot of people that already booked.
Yeah.
Anyone who has booked has been able to transfer their tickets. So if you haven't done that yet to any of the shows, change them now. Contact the Parramatta Arts and Convention Centre on Facebook, call them, or go into the box office, sort that out. Or if you still want to go to the show and you haven't booked yet, try and book in because we're getting to the last few seats, luckily for us, because obviously cutting down from 10 to 6 shows is...
Yeah.
Pretty substantial.
Yeah. So opening night tomorrow, get tickets if you haven't already from Parramatta Arts Centre, Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, the story happening tomorrow, third time lucky.
Third time lucky, you know, we'll give it a shot. And then worst case, you guys have so much fun, you want us to bring it back.
Yeah. Perfect. Zach Weeks, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Just about to go 8 past 8. No, Ari. The update from her is she's going to the doctor again today, maybe to get some harder drugs. I don't know what she's had. Maybe some antibiotics, I think she had, but I don't know what she's going to try and get. Maybe some harder antibiotics. Maybe some kind of endone. I don't know. We'll find out when she's back, I suppose. Heaps of show coming up this hour. Tech Talk on a Tuesday, of course, with Richard Pascoe. He returns. I want to ask him, what do you do when you buy a new computer? What's the first thing you should do? Also, might ask him a question about antivirus, because I'm never quite sure what to do with the antivirus. You've got so many options. What do you pick? And apparently Samsung are offering people the chance to put their face on a fridge. If you want to buy a fridge from Samsung, you can pay a hefty sum and they'll print stuff on the fridge for you. I'll ask him more about that. Chorus King's coming up. You call and sing for your chance to win. You could go in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. If you've never been in there, real cool store, especially if you're a tech nerd. I still can't believe I went in there and saw they got Walkmans, Discmans, right up my alley, that store. You could win $50 to spend there with Chorus King's. Birthday book on the way as well. So if you know someone having a birthday today, get it in at cfmtaz.com.au. We're asking today as well, do you keep your phone on loud or silent? And up next, imagine if you went in for tonsil surgery and you woke up with a different accent. That's what happened to a Brisbane woman. I'll tell you about it next. This is Taylor Swift on CFM. Good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
A Brisbane dentist has described waking up with an Irish accent after undergoing tonsil surgery, comparing the experience to being in someone's body, but it was my face I was seeing in the mirror. So her name's Angie Yen. She moved to Australia from Taiwan when she was 8 years old. She's been living with foreign accent syndrome since last April, 2021, that is, April 2021, when her voice began to sound different 10 days after a tonsillectomy. She had the tonsils out and her accent changed when she woke up. The extremely rare brain disorder, which causes a sudden change to a person's speech, is typically triggered by a head injury, surgery, or stroke. When speaking to 7 News, the 29-year-old said that more than a year later, her accent hasn't completely reverted back. Here's a clip of her.
Then all of a sudden, I was talking in an Irish accent, and I thought initially that that was just something I was just hearing, that this can't be real. And now I can't shake it. I just did a job interview in an Irish accent when I've never been to Ireland. It's totally not normal, and I'm on my way to the hospital, and I'll keep you posted. Send help.
She said, it gets thicker when I'm stressed, tired, or run down, and she's never been to Ireland, and she doesn't have any immediate family from there either. She said, I still struggle to pronounce words sometimes in my professional life as a dentist. It's embarrassing at times. People struggle to understand what I'm saying, and I get frustrated being asked to repeat myself. I still sound different, and some days with a thicker accent than others. She said that while the speech issues were temporary struggles that got better with time, the greatest challenge has been slowly accepting my new accent, voice, and identity. It's bizarre, as I never had any speech issues, despite English being my second language, as I grew up here in Australia. She first noticed a difference in her voice while singing in the shower in the days after her tonsil surgery. She said, I was very worried and freaked out. I felt like I was waking up in someone else's body. I had no idea this could happen overnight to people, and learned that it was most commonly caused by neurological triggers like a stroke, seizure, and migraines. So she was really worried that she was going to have a stroke, but she really didn't have any of the typical signs of having a stroke. And she's taken to TikTok and has had some people respond to her and say, it's all right, like it's happened to me as well. So she's had supporters saying, you know, you're not the only one, because she's tried to go to the emergency room and they've sort of laughed at her and said, you know, it's not a real problem, get out of here. So she's now paying the favour forward by spreading awareness about the rare condition on TikTok. So who knew someone's accent and identity lived in their tonsils?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout out time. These have been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, through the CFM birthday book. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquees, photo booths, and lots more. Happy birthday for today, the 24th of May, to Isabella Wharton from Burnie. Happy birthday to my gorgeous girl. Wow, 15 already. That time just goes too quick. We all love you so much. We hope you have a great day. Love from Mum, Stepdad Aaron, Brandon, Jalila, Kaisha, and Hendrix. We have Denise from La Trobe. Happy birthday. Hope you have a great day today. Love from Lillian, Aiden, and Waylon. Michael Coombs from Smithton. Dear Scuzzy, wishing you an awesome day just like you. Love you long time from Scuzzy too. And Kevin Norris from Railton. Happy 80th birthday, Poppy Kev. Love your grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Remember, if you know someone having a birthday and it's coming up, get it registered at cfmtaz.com.au for a shout out on air and the chance to win that voucher to peppermint parties.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 101.7 CFM.
This morning I'm asking, do you have your phone on silent or loud? Have had a few people now say that they do have it on loud, even though it's 2022. Rachel has said, always on loud, unless I'm at the movies, because I would hate to miss an emergency call. That's been the sentiment of a lot of loud phoners on the Facebook page. They don't want to miss an emergency important call. Charmaine has said, loud. I'm a cleaner, and I'll miss work calls if I don't keep it on loud. I do put it on silent when I go to bed, though. So a few people saying loud at work, silent at home. Other people saying vice versa. Silent at work, loud at home. I said earlier, I haven't had my phone on loud for at least 10 10 years. Nicole has said, same for me, silent for over 10 years. Why? Because I'm not going to answer anyway. It's 2022. Just message me. How about that? Good on you, Nicole. I'm right behind that sentiment. Lara has said, loud at work because the girls in the office get worried if I don't answer, and silent at home because if you need me, text me and I'll get back to you in 3 to 5 business days. I like that too.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Up next, your chance to call and sing to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics with Chorus Kings. After Pearl Jam, or is it Margaret Spread? It's hard to tell the difference. Who knows? There's no way to know. No scientific way of determining. But it's on CFM this morning. That's Pearl Jam on CFM this morning. 20 minutes to 9.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Alrighty, Chorus Kings time. This is your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, local like us. All you got to do is call the phone, 1-300-655-922, and sing the bit of the song that comes after the bit of the song that I play. The next line, that's what we need at 1-300-655-922. If it's the correct line, you go in the draw for that voucher. Here's the line.
There's not much more to say.
Yeah, see, what's the next bit? You know it. You know that next bit. 1-300-655-922.
There's not much more to say, but I hope you find a way.
Skill. Yeah, easy. Easy. I just need the next bit from you. 1-300-655-922. Come on, you know it.
There's not much more to say, but I hope you find a way.
Skill. 1-300-655-922. You could be a Chorus King.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
Christy from Acacia Hills is on the phone to potentially be a Chorus King. Can I just ask you, Christy, before we do some singing, do you keep your phone on loud or silent?
I keep it on loud.
Loud at all times?
Yep.
Now, is that because you don't want to miss an important call?
Definitely.
Yeah, that seems to be the loud people's justification. All right, Christy, you ready to do some singing? You know this song?
I do indeed.
You're a big fan of it?
I am.
All right, well, let's do it. I'll give you the line. You take it from there, all right?
No worries.
Well, let's go.
There's not much more to say, but I hope you find a way.
Skill. Go, Christy.
I wonder if you know how it really feels to be left outside alone when it's cold out here. Yeah.
Yeah, love it. Let's check the tape.
Well, I wonder if you know
Christy.
How it really feels.
Christy, you're brilliant. Love your work, Christy. That was an excellent rendition. Nice work. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. You've definitely earned it. Nice work.
Thank you very much.
Talking Tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
Yes, once again on a Tuesday, we're going to talk some tech. I have on the phone with me Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Before we get into it, Richard, can I ask you, as an Adelaide Tech Guy, do you keep your phone on loud or silent?
Silent.
Silent at all times?
Silent. Most time, 90% of the time, it just vibrates.
Yeah. When is it that you put it on loud?
When I'm at the pub.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. So, Richard, if someone's just bought a new computer, what's the first thing they should do?
All these steps are up on the website right now. Log in with your Microsoft account. Now, while you do this, how about checking your security settings in your Microsoft account as well? Turn on two-factor authentication, which is where you give Microsoft your mobile phone number. So if anybody does access your account, you'll know about it. Or Microsoft Authenticator. Really good idea to check the security settings. Do all the updates on your computer. You might have to reboot it a few times, then remove the stuff you do not need. You know, a lot of laptops come with trialware, pre-installed antivirus. You can put your own antivirus on there or just let Windows Defender just run. Does a really good job and it's free as well, which we love free. Install another web browser. I always prefer Google Chrome on there as well. Put an Adobe Reader on there for your PDFs. Then put your files back in the right places. Documents go in documents. Pictures go in pictures. Then enjoy it. It should all be set up correctly then.
Yeah, keep it all in order from the start so it doesn't get too messy.
That's it.
You must see a lot of, like, digital hoarders in your time, Richard.
Oh, God, yes. Like, terrible. So, yeah, stuff. And the people that store everything on your desktop and then wonder why your computer takes so long to boot.
Yeah.
You need to have a good, hard look at yourselves, people.
That's right. Yeah. So just to reiterate, you really don't have to stick with your antivirus. You can shop around.
Shop around. You know, that's all part of it. If you've got an antivirus on your computer, you can change it. So all antivirus makers supply an uninstall tool for their website, which is what you've got to use when you go along and switch antiviruses. Because if you go along and use the Windows method through the control panel or the apps, it can leave residue behind, which means it does prevent your new antivirus from doing its job or Windows Defender unable to work. Now, my least popular list of antiviruses hasn't changed. There is a new addition to it. Avast, Avira, AVG, McAfee, Kaspersky, and the new one to the list is a thing called Total AV. Lots of people are installing it. My advice would be to get rid of it. I think it's a terrible thing, and it causes issues on your computers, and if you put it on an Android smartphone, it will cause issues on that as well. So the only two I recommend are probably Norton and Trend, which do a good job, but that's if you don't use Defender. Defender, again, free. Does a very, very good job.
Yeah, and am I right in saying you shouldn't have two antiviruses at once?
Yes, spot on. You don't need two antiviruses at all on there. It's just going to cause issues.
Yep. And what's this about Samsung putting people's faces on its fridge?
Yeah, new feature from Samsung as well. You know, forget your kids' doodles or, you know, you might want to make your face a permanent fixture. So their new bespoke fridges out there, which cost a nice dollar, but it's a lovely fridge. If you give the company $500, you can have any photo or image you want printed on your unit's double doors. So you can put the child's doodle on there, you know, your face on the fridge for no good reason at all. It's going to launch later this year, so if you already own one of the fridges, you can order the door panels separately and swap them in. Cost is $250 a panel. It takes about 8 months for them, eight weeks for them to produce the panels for it as well. So you might want to put something interesting on your fridge, but $500, I could find a better use for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you've got a spare 500, why not? But yeah, you could put it to, imagine all the things you could spend 500 bucks on other than that.
Yeah, exactly right. And honestly, how many people's fridges are going to look absolutely ugly afterwards?
Yeah, and what's wrong with just putting them up with a magnet?
Yes, spot on.
Old school.
Spend $500, people.
Yeah, the old school analog way.
That's the way. It's what we like.
Thanks, Richard. It's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Cheers, Richard. Speak next week.
Look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning. Tuesday morning, no Ari with me once again. She's still off with the throat infection that's plagued over a week now. And I've realised that if I go down sick, we really have no one that can do this breakfast show because our boss man Jerry, he's probably the one that would step in if we were both off and sick. But he's on holidays and he's the kind of person that would come in on his holidays to help out, but he's actually going to be out of the state. So if I go down, we're doomed. We're just going to have to play music in the morning. But maybe that's what you want. I shouldn't say that. Or maybe Lee Dixon would sit in. Again, that's probably what you want as well. So maybe you got your fingers crossed that I get sick too and you can have Lee Dixon or just a playlist of music. But anyway, I'm well right now. So, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But today we're asking CFM Bernie and CFM Devonport on the Facebook. Do you have your phone on loud or silent? Now, a few people have said loud. Now, I thought it was going to be overwhelmingly silent, but there have been plenty of loud people. Debbie has said loud most of the time, but silent when in meetings or if important things are happening that I don't want to be interrupted, such as lunch with friends and that kind of thing. That's respectful, Debbie. Yeah. When you're at lunch with people and you're trying to have a chat over a meal, it's a bit annoying when someone's playing on their phone the whole time. Denise from Devonport was on the phone earlier and said this.
I have it on silent at work, and then when I get home, I put it up on loud.
A lot of people said that, silent at work, loud at home. Other people said the opposite, loud at work and silent at home. They don't want to miss work calls when they're at work. And yeah, the people that had it on loud pretty much said, look, I don't want to miss any important calls, so I want to hear the phone ring. And the people that had it on silent, they seemed to be like, well, what are you calling me for anyway? Just message me. It is 2022, which that's sort of my philosophy on the matter.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
The Northwest Coast biggest ever footy tipping competition.
It's never too late to be a part of Bernie and Devonport Volkswagen's biggest ever footy tipping competition. You can still register at cfmtaz.com.au. Still a chance to win $100 cash at the end of each round if you're the top tipper. Plus, just by being a part of it, you could win a brand new car, a 2022 Volkswagen Polo with a tank full of fuel, which is just as important. I'd like to congratulate while I'm here as well. Last round's winner, Ian Aitken from Wynyard. Well done to Ian. Ian got all 9 tips right and he was only 3 points off the margin. So Ian's got himself $100 now. You could win $100 at the end of next round. Just register at cfmtaz.com.au. We're doing it, of course, thanks to Bernie and Devonport Volkswagen and Jensen's Quality Metalworks when you need the best. Sam Fisher's up next on CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for another day without the Ari. I've learned to live without her, frankly. I'm good. I'm good to go. Hey, I've got Workday Hits for you next. It continues because Mickey's not here either. We're all dropping like flies at CFM.